Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Pete Futek.
Great, with a capital G, at the highest level of grade.
Publisher of College Football News.
What is it that makes our military superior? He was like, that's easy. We're the only football-playing nation in the world.
He hates your favorite team.
Rankings don't matter at the end because they're just going to put Alabama in the college football playoff anyway.
Pete Futek with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
A major college talent is going to indeed be an NFL talent rather than an MLB one for now. And here to talk about that and more is Pete Futek, College Football News. He is on Twitter at Pete Futek. Then I pick up the USA Today and I see his byline in there. That's pretty cool if they run that stuff nationally. You can sit in an airport anywhere and find a little Pete Futek in your life. What's happening, man?
As well you should. It's about time they use me more and figure this thing out. But everything's going all right. How about you guys? How's it going?
Hanging in there. I had read in a couple of places, Pete, that the Kyler Murray decision to go from baseball to football, to use the A's as all this stuff, it's a referendum on where the athlete is in relative terms, you know, to baseball and to football. On the other hand, the A's drafted Kyler Murray before he blew up into a Heisman-winning football player. I wonder if there's any fault in what's gone on here with Kyler in your assessment of what's been going on.
I don't think there's a fault in Kyler. I mean, you just do what you want to do. I mean, in terms of, you know, play baseball or football, if it's my kid, I'm like, you're playing baseball because I like you and I don't want your brain to get scrambled. But there's a different sort of DNA when it comes to especially quarterbacks. If that's who you are and that's been your identity and you're the all-time winningest quarterback in Texas high school football history, you're good enough to win a Heisman, and you just have that sort of mentality, you're a quarterback. And it's just so hard to shut that off for these guys. And you're saying, okay, what's the biggest thing in the world? It's the NFL, and being a quarterback and having one of those 32 jobs is about as big as it gets in sports. And it's kind of hard to say, you know, no, don't do that, and, you know, go, you know, toil in the minor leagues for the next few years when you can go out there and potentially be a top 10 overall pick.
He's going to go top 10. We know that, right? Because teams will talk themselves into it. First, we're going to have this will be the usual whipsaw of, he's so short, and I don't know about this. I don't know.
He is so short, though.
He is. And then when the time comes, because the sizzle of quarterbacks always overwhelms as we get closer to the draft, somebody's going to grab him, and that'll end up being the thing. Now, is he a test case for what we've talked about, the merging of college and NFL styles? Is he a test case for, well, I don't know, you're good at the college game, but can he succeed at the pro level? Are we now at the point where football is football and a good coach is going to find a place for all of his remarkable skills?
And these quarterbacks are more ready than ever. And I think we talked about this during the season, that whether it was Trevor Lawrence or even JT Daniels and, you know, even Justin Fields to a point, which is why, you know, he wanted to play right away. These freshmen are coming out of high school, and they're ready. They've been in so many camps and so many drills. Nothing phases these guys. And so by the time they get to the NFL, all right, yeah, it's just more football, and they're just so used to it. And the NFL has just kind of come around to the, you know, the eased-up passing style. And if you've got the scrambling ability and the accuracy of a Baker Mayfield in this offense or a Kyler Murray, yeah, that overcomes a lot. You know, look at the short quarterbacks of the last few years. Russell Wilson, one of the all-time most efficient quarterbacks in NCAA history for that 1 year at Wisconsin. Baker Mayfield was the most efficient quarterback in the history of football. Steve Young, going back, held the all-time NCAA record for most efficient college passer, and he wasn't all that big. So you can't really teach that efficiency and accuracy. And what these offenses are, and Lincoln Riley's kind of been saying that, is this offense showcases guys and puts them in the best possible position, but you still got to make these passes.
So he signs, Kyler does, with Eric Burkhart, who is also the agent for Cliff Kingsbury, who is also the guy who said, I'd take him one overall. Is that just done?
That's insane, but yeah, I wouldn't be shocked. If we talked about this last year, and even on the draft, and on draft day, it's like, really, you're going to take Baker Mayfield number one overall, which I still don't believe is the right move. And like, yeah, all right, Baker Mayfield just went number one to the Cleveland Browns. Okay, Kyler Murray, I don't get it. Like, my problem is, what are you going to do, play him? I mean, look at the NFL landscape right now. There's only one team out there that absolutely has to have a quarterback coming into the season. That's Washington, because Alex Smith is just trying to get healthy and be able to walk, much less play. Everyone else in the league, whether it's Jacksonville with Blake Bortles or the Giants with Eli, yeah, they need to make a change, but they're not. They can actually go through this season with their guy for another season, even if they don't want to. Is Kyler Murray that guy? Kind of like to your point always, Dan, are you closer to winning a championship because of this? My thing is, are you going to win a Super Bowl because you have Kyler Murray, or is he just another good quarterback in a league full of 32 good quarterbacks who can play? Is he better than Andrew Luck? No. Is he going to be better than a healthy Cam Newton? No. Is he better than the old guard, the Breeze, the Rodgers, Brady's, Roethlisberger's, Rivers? No. So, all right, what are we doing here? You know, why aren't you taking Nick Bosa and just moving on with your life?
What I'm trying to figure out, is it possible that until it's done, that Kyler Murray could actually influence who takes him by still having the sword of Damocles of the ability, if he wanted, to not play football? Is there a way that he could game the system to make sure he got a preferred destination by having his agent tell other teams, you know, if you take him, he's playing baseball?
I don't know why you wouldn't, except this whole declaration of I'm all in on football kind of ruins that. Like, Elway did that when he didn't want to go to Denver way back in the day in 83. He was, you know,
Indianapolis. He didn't want to go to Indianapolis.
Yeah, he went to Indianapolis. Baltimore, was it? Or is it Indiana? I think it was Baltimore at the time. But anyway, whoever it was, the Colts. He didn't want to go for the Colts. And so he's like, yeah, I'm going to be a New York Yankee. And that was, you know, his famous leverage. And then the Colts ended up trading him for, you know, with Chris Hinton and draft picks and things. And he turned out to be a legend. And that leverage seems to have gone away now. With this declaration, he's like, yeah, I'm going to up my draft status because I'm going to care about it. So I'm going to think it's the other way where he's saying, yeah, I'm a football player, draft me higher, I might dabble in baseball, so he's going to drop a little bit lower.
Does that change, though, if the A's offer him a major league contract? Because that's the last ace that they're holding, their ability to offer him a major league deal, a new contract that would guarantee more than his first-round pick would guarantee.
What it seems to be from all the interviews and everything I've heard from Kyler Murray is he doesn't know. He's just kind of trying to figure it all out.
Yeah.
He's got all these amazing options there right there for him. He's not going to be Bo. He's not going to be Dion. He's not going to be a double sport guy, especially because he's a quarterback and it's a little bit different than, you know, being out there and playing running back or corner. I kind of think he's just trying to figure it all out. But at the end of the day, he wants to be a quarterback in the NFL, and all right, go for it. You know, that's the glamour position in all of sports. If that's, you know, your dream, then knock it out and go try to be a quarterback.
He's going
to
have coaches and scouts at the combine and in other interviews ask, do you really care about football? Where's your heart? All that stuff. I usually bristle at coaches asking that kind of question of players at the combine. But
yeah,
for him.
Exactly. No, I don't. I kind of like it. You know, football's okay. You know, you're right. What's he supposed to say? He's going to be coached up. Of course, he's into football. He loves football. And so there's nothing really he can say about that.
But he's got stuff on the record, you know, whether it's that weird interview with the Dan Patrick Show like a week and a half ago, he's got stuff that he's going to have to account for, I guess, or not. Are you saying all of that can be coached away in interviews?
Well, here's the thing. Like, again, if you're taking him, you're taking a big risk on an outlier because he doesn't have a big-time arm. You know, Baker Mayfield's not big, but he's a little bit built.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a really small guy. I mean, he is just not. I'm trying to find everyone wants to go with the Doug Flutie comp, but Doug Flutie's shorter. If we really go old school, maybe Fran Tarkenton. I mean, there just aren't quarterbacks who are built this small in the NFL. And now, in a day and age where you've got Andrew Luck, when you've got Cam Newton, you've got guys who can be Carson Wentz, you can be 6'5 and still be mobile and still move. You don't just have to be a sitting duck back there. But Kyle, unless you're going to use Kyler Murray for his legs and run him and get him moving, okay, he's accurate, but I just don't know how long he can last in this league by taking a couple of hits here and there.
What is the college football world thinking and saying about the Alliance of American Football?
Not much yet. It's the answer. The one key to this thing is that the NFL seems to not be shunning it and actually embracing it. And it's a real football thing. It's not a gimmicky XFL thing where they're just trying to, you know, make some noise. It seems like they're trying to do something with this. And it might be an answer that says, all right, you know what? If you don't want to play college football, go here. They're not never going to get the superstar players who are going to risk things by playing in this league, but they might get the mid-level guys who, all right, maybe I don't want to transfer and go through the transfer portal and do all this. I just want to go play somewhere else. Maybe this is a thing where, okay, maybe after 2 years of being out of high school, if you want to try this out, go here, and it becomes a developmental thing for the league, and that enhances the league, enhances the players, it does good things for all sides. You know, college football is going to be fine no matter what. It's really about it's not like college basketball where you lose a bunch of first rounders and the product just goes down. It just is about the schemes, the systems, the pageantry, all that kind of stuff. And it's hard for one or two players to change that like it does in basketball. So I don't see much of a threat on that yet. And again, it might be the answer to a lot of problems.
Thanks, Pete. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Later, guys.
That is Pete Futek.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.